Friends, Peggy Hall from thehealthyamerican.org. A little bit somber today because the video that I'm about to share with you is extremely disturbing. In fact, I reviewed it for the umpteenth time before I'm about to share it with you. So I do want to give you a fair warning. If you are upset by, let's say, violence, I would not watch this video. It does carry a parental warning, and I did attempt to have my editor bleep out the expletives. The setup is this: healthy Americans and freedom-loving individuals are attending the San Diego Board of Supervisor meeting. And this was just a few days ago. You may know that I'm suing my own Orange County Board of Supervisors because of their illegal conduct. And I certainly hope that the individual that was brutalized and manhandled and assaulted by the San Diego Sheriff's Department is also going to sue them. So I will have for you below the contact information if you would like to let your opinion be known to the San Diego Board of Supervisors and also to the San Diego Sheriff's Department. And I am going to unplug my own audio so that you can listen to this on the tape. And then I will come back on at the end of it. It is about 5 minutes. And what you are going to see is Nathan Fletcher, who is the chairman of the Orange County Board of San Diego Board of Supervisors. And he is running the meeting, and it is a very full meeting. There are a lot of people in attendance. And prior to this, what happened is there were several minutes of, I'm so upset. My gosh, there were several minutes of testimony given by individuals expressing how outraged they are that this Board of Supervisors is doing nothing related to all of the mayhem and death and misery that you know and I know has been perpetrated upon us for the last couple of years. So that's the setup. It's very high emotions. And the voice you're going to hear is Nathan Fletcher. And then you're going to see what happens to one of the patriots who attends all of the meetings. And let me share this with you, and I'll come back on with you at the end of the video.
Your outbursts are disrupting the conduct of the meeting. It's your second warning. Your continued outbursts. One more and you're gone. One more and you're gone. Stop disrupting the proceedings of the meeting. Audrey, your outbursts are disrupting the conduct of the meeting. Your first warning. Audrey, your conduct are disrupting the process of the meeting. Third warning. Audrey, this is your third warning. Please escort Audrey Morgan out of the chambers. Please escort Audrey Morgan out of the chambers.
11 months of murder.
Your conduct is disrupting the proceedings of this meeting. You can go too. The Board of Supervisors will take a brief recess while these individuals are removed from the chamber, then we will come back.
11 months of murder by the protocols that you're passing. You're killing people.
I'm not stepping near you.
I didn't do anything. Her husband was murdered from the inside out. You gave me three warnings. Don't touch me. Don't fucking touch me.
Hey. Take it easy, dude. You know her. Take it easy. Fucking take it easy, man. Are you serious?
Oh my gosh.
Back off her.
What the fuck?
Are you serious? You gonna manhandle her? What the fuck's wrong with you, you dumb motherfucker? You dumb motherfucker. I'm not encroaching. Are you fucking kidding me? You're gonna fucking manhandle her? You fucking asshole.
Why are you doing
what the
this?
Fuck?
Why are you doing this? What is the
you
me?
Are you kidding me? Hey, get in here. Use your fucking conscience, dude. I know how you feel. You can't let this happen. Are you a fucking brown shirt? I'm backing up. Are you kidding me? She defended her friend for freedom of speech. Is this what you do to people? You're fucking hurting her. You're hurting her. You're hurting her. You love her. You love her. Stand up for her. Stand up for her. I know you love her. I know you love her. I know you love what she's doing. Look what they're doing to her. You're abusing her. This is uncalled for. This is unreasonable. You're fucking kidding me, dude. You guys know better. You guys know better. You 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 like her. You like her. You told me you're her friend. Are you fucking kidding me? You fucking asshole. You fucking asshole. I'm not getting closer. You fucking asshole. You can't do this. You're abusing a tiny little woman. This is fucked up.
All I can do was
to... She defended her friend.
Why are you abusing her?
You guys are brown shirts. You guys are never gonna, you'll never live this down. I'm gonna make this go viral. You can't abuse a tiny little woman who's fighting for humankind. She does this every week. She shows up to all these meetings fighting for humanity. And you're gonna abuse her and handcuff her?
I don't know.
You guys are horrible human beings, every single one of you, for allowing this to happen. Your brown shirts, your bootlickers, this is not right, and you all fucking know it. You all know it, every single one of you. You all know it. It's wrong what you're doing. You all know it's wrong. Audra's our champion for the people. She's your champion. She's your champion, and I know you know it. She's a champion for all of us. And look what you're doing to her. We're going to make this fucking nationwide news. I guarantee it. All your faces are going to be associated with hurting a little tiny woman to stand in truth to power against fucking tyrants. You know what she is up to. You know she's fighting for your rights. Your rights.
I'm not yelling at you.
You're fucking kidding me. You piece of shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all you motherfuckers. You guys fucking suck. You know these people are pieces of shit. And you fucking stand behind them. You definitely know. You told me in the fucking bathroom. We had a talk. You told me you're proud of us for what we do. You fucking assholes are fucking bootlicking Nazi motherfucking communists. Fuck you.
Yeah. And the sheriff has the audacity to say, stop yelling at me. Oh, the person filming is supposed to stop yelling at the sheriff while the defenseless woman is being manhandled, brutalized, assaulted. It's assault and battery. So this is extremely upsetting to me. And if you are as upset as I am, I would like you to make a phone call, send an email, send a letter. I will have all of the information for you below to the San Diego Sheriff's Department and the San Diego Board of Supervisors. Now, you know, and I know that that is the exact definition of public serpents. That's why I call them public serpents. And I don't know who's worse. Actually, I do know who's worse. Who's worse are those sheriffs that actually carried out in a brutalized fashion the unlawful orders of that Nathan Fletcher. We have a right to voice our opinion. They took a break. They were not even in the chambers, meaning there was no disruption going on because the meeting was not even going on. It was during a break. And I wrote down a couple of the non-expletives that the person was shouting that this woman, Audra, who I'm going to be interviewing, I hope on my show, I have reached out to her. And I know her. We've been connected in so many of these freedom rallies. So he said, she is speaking truth to power against these tyrants. And then he called out that one and he said, you talked to me in the bathroom. You said that you're proud of what we're doing, that you stand for what we're doing. We are fighting for you, and that's what you do? They carry out these orders? It's despicable. I am very, 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 very disheartened by all of this. This is why I am suing the Orange County Board of Supervisors. Now, I was never manhandled. I was never brutalized. I was never thrown to the ground. I was never handcuffed. And my hat is off to Audra. I admire all of those that are standing up, that are marching this all the way to heaven, that are not sitting down, stepping down, giving in, giving over, and giving up their freedom, because nobody is taking it away. She did not give up her freedom. This is how she's being treated in San Diego, California. Despicable. I am absolutely speechless. I am outraged. I'm incensed. I am flabbergasted. And I hope that you are going to join me in sending my outrage to that Board of Supervisors and to that Sheriff's Department. And there needs to be a public apology by the San Diego Sheriff and by Nathan Fletcher for sending his goons on this defenseless woman. It's despicable. It's disgusting. And you're wondering why I'm still in California. I'm wondering the same thing. I'm praying for Audra. I'm praying for this country. You think it's going to be limited to California? You think that's not going to happen in your Florida and Tennessee and Oklahoma and everywhere else that you fled to? You think that's not going to happen? It's because we, the people, have turned from God. When there's no God in our lives, in our community, this is what happens. There is only one remedy. And I will also be bringing you a video from a pastor friend of mine who speaks very powerfully on this very subject. In fact, I will link it for you below. And that's exactly what he talks about. Repenting, turning to God, humbling ourselves before him, seeking his face. Yes, his face, which is why I will never and have never and will never, ever comply with any of this. Those of you that have been complying, this is the result of your compliance. Yes, I'm calling you out.